Now to a story we've been reporting all morning long. It's in the New York Times. You can go to thetakeaway.org and see the story. It's about a dispute between investigators at the Times and investigative journalists around the world over the effectiveness of the drone strike program, where the U.S. uses unmanned drone planes to strike at targets in Pakistan and in Afghanistan. Chris Woods joins us. He's an investigative journalist based in London. Chris, what's your relationship to the New York Times story that's reported this morning?
We don't have a direct relationship with the New York Times as such. They've picked up on a major study that we published earlier this week, which was a hefty reassessment of the drone strikes that has been taking place here at the Bureau over the last 3 or 4 months, which, as I say, we published a couple of days ago.
And what is your principal dispute with the way the Obama administration is characterizing the effectiveness and safety and consequences of those drone strikes?
Well, the Obama administration is categorically claiming that no civilians have been killed in the drone strikes in Pakistan since May of last year. We ran an exercise a few weeks ago looking at exactly that question, and in fact we looked at 119 drone strikes that had taken place in Pakistan between August 23rd of last year and June 30th of this year, when John Brennan, the counterterrorism advisor, made his comments. And we identified around 45 civilians who we believed had been killed in that time frame, and that most of those individuals we were actively able to name, and we published that information in full. The CIA was absolutely categoric in response to the U.S. intelligence community, saying we are not killing civilians. It is a very, very disputed issue.
And Chris Woods, who works for the Bureau of Investigative Journalism based in London, which published the report that he's quoting from. Chris Woods, has the CIA responded to your report from a couple of days ago?
Well, they are being really quite aggressive on this. I mean, the U.S. counterterrorism officials were publicly, they've attacked us on a couple of the reports that we put out. I mean, we've looked at 291 strikes. It's a 22,000-word database that we've put out there, along with search engines, maps, timelines, and so on. This is a huge amount of work on our part, using literally thousands of credible sources, which we cross-check, back reference, and so on. They've looked at one particular strike where they claim that they only killed 10 men in that strike, and mock us for claiming that civilians were killed in a nearby restaurant. Well, in fact, what we report on that strike was that it was a roadside restaurant, the kind of place that people stop and eat roadside food, was caught up in the attack. We sent researchers into Waziristan on this occasion to look at this particular report, and they came back saying, yes, they killed militants. In fact, our researchers said they killed a dozen militants, but that six civilians were killed as well, and we named those civilians. So the very case that the agency is having a go at us over is a case where we're saying, well, 18 people died. CNN, I believe, reported 15 died in that case. The New York Times said 15 died. So if the U.S. intelligence sources are saying only 10 died, who were those missing people that died?
Right.
We believe they were civilians. We put forward six names that our researchers have come back with on that particular case.
Well, let's step back for a moment. This issue of civilian casualties and so-called collateral damage is an important issue for the credibility of the U.S. operation in Pakistan and Afghanistan. I guess what is curious to me is the U.S. may be able to claim to the domestic U.S. audience that it's not killing civilians and it won't get much of a pushback. But if the folks in Afghanistan understand that civilians are dying and can see it directly, it doesn't do much to deny it, and that the credibility of these drone strikes is really a controversial issue of NATO strikes inside Afghanistan.
But Pakistan, and obviously these are CIA strikes within Pakistan that we're talking about, just to clarify.
But I guess I don't quite understand, why would the U.S. Say there were no civilian deaths if the people in Pakistan sort of know the situation on the ground? Is it simply to make a slightly propagandistic point in the U.S., or are they literally trying to conceal civilian deaths inside Pakistan?
Well, one interesting theory we have is we've looked quite heavily at the question of children killed in Pakistan. We found credible news reports of 168 children killed over the 7 years of the drone strikes, which, I mean, a terrible number. I mean, a very high number of children killed amongst, we think, a minimum of 2,292 people killed overall. The vast majority of whom, by the way, we think are militants. We're not doubting that. So 168 children killed. What's interesting is from the time that the U.S. says it hasn't been killing civilians, the evidence does show that almost no children have died in that time period. We've identified a 17-year-old, which under in UN terms is classified as a child, but that obviously people would dispute that. And we found one 12-year-old boy killed in April of this year, who we've named, who, again, we understand that the CIA disputes that death. Now, if you look at this simply as children, it's absolutely true to say that no children have been killed in the last year. So we're wondering, is that actually what the CIA means when it says it's not killing civilians? Does it just mean it's not killing children?
All right, finally, Chris Woods, this is a grim calculus, but I'm going to ask you to go there anyway. Can you evaluate these tactics in terms of civilian deaths in relationship to other military tactics in Pakistan that might attempt to achieve the same gains against militants? And in that, you know, by that calculus, are drone strikes actually pretty effective?
I think that's a very valid point. Obviously, there have been on the ground military operations by the Pakistani army in parts of Waziristan that have resulted in very high casualties. And simultaneously with this, the drone strikes going on, there continue to be operations by the Pakistan Taliban and other militant organizations that have exacted a terrible price against Pakistani civilians and military targets. So I think the drone strikes always need to be seen in that context. I think the question still remains, if a war is going to be conducted, and particularly by a covert agency, what levels of transparency and accountability should there be in that kind of program?
And that's the point made by the report, extensive report done by the Bureau of Investigative Journalism based in London. Chris Woods, one of the investigators. Chris, thanks for talking with us.
A pleasure.
You can see a digest of that story reported by the New York Times today, and it really focuses on the dispute between John Brennan, the counterterrorism advisor for the Obama administration, who says there hasn't been a single collateral death because of the drone strikes in the civilian population in Pakistan, and the report says something very, very different. Go to thetakeaway.org.